Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. It's about 70 degrees outside. Wearing short pants. You know I'm always happy when I'm wearing short pants, but I have a lot of sports to talk about on today's show. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. And also, the show is available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to break down the Final Four matchups between South Carolina and Gonzaga, and also Oregon and North Carolina. We'll break down both of those matchups. And I'll let you know who I think is going to be playing on Monday night for the national championship. Also, we'll talk NBA as well. We'll definitely break down the week that was in the NBA and look ahead to some big games tonight in the NBA. Hopefully, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, in about 14 or 15 minutes. But if not, we'll just keep talking sports with you. But before we talk basketball, we can talk some other topics as well. We can talk about Vegas. The Raiders are headed to Vegas. We can talk about that. We talked about that on my last show when it was official. And like I said, I feel bad for the fans of Oakland that they're losing their team. But the NFL is about money. They're in the money-making business, and they're going to make a lot of money in Vegas. So that's why the Raiders are moving to Vegas. It's definitely about the money. I know that's not fair to the fans, but that's what the NFL is, a money-making business. And like I said, they're about that money. So, and it's not until 2020, I think, when the Raiders will be moving to Vegas, so Oakland can still enjoy their team for 2 years. I know it's going to be kind of awkward, you know, rooting for a team that you know is leaving. So we can talk about that. Also, we can talk about Colin Kaepernick. He has not signed with an NFL team yet, and the question this week, what people were bringing up, is he being blacklisted. You know what? I guess a little bit of that. A lot of people don't want the bad publicity that Colin Kaepernick will bring with his stance of not standing for the flag. But I think it's more, too. Some of that, no doubt, but it's also because he's not playing good football. He hasn't played good football in the last couple of years. So, and some of that is because the 49ers have been just bad. But my 49ers, my favorite NFL team. But some of that is he just hasn't played well. So you have the bad publicity plus a quarterback that's not playing well. I think he will get a chance, but we shall wait and see. I think he's going to get a chance, but like I said, I wouldn't say he's being completely backlisted. Like I said, it's a combination of both. That, like I said, a lot of teams didn't like how he didn't stand for the national anthem, and also the fact that he's not playing good football right now, so we can talk about that. Also, the Major League Baseball season starts on Sunday. I'm definitely looking forward to the New York Yankees. I got a lot of young, talented players. I think the Yankees can make at least the wild card. I'm not giving any predictions because I'm going to end with my last prediction of the Cubs winning the World Series, which I told you at the beginning of the last season, Major League Baseball season. So that's going out on a limb when the Cubs have never won haven't won since whatever year it was until last year. But anyway, so I'll go on with that. But I will say, watch out for the Cleveland Indians. They have a really good team. If their pitching staff is healthy, plus they added Edwin Encarnacion, wow, watch out for the Cleveland Indians. Obviously, it's hard to pick against the Cubs, right? The Cubs are going to have that same hunger to win another World Series. We shall wait and see. So we can talk about that as well. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll break down the Final Four matchups, the national semis that will take place on Saturday. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Sean Khalifa, man.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah, perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on two nights. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it. I'm not to be played with, because it could get dangerous. See these people I ride with. This moment, we own it.
And the same ones that I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown wit. My new broad does a fine chick in the weather squad I'm down with. Ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all. Making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is call. Catch you if you fall. Young Khalifa.
I never fear death or dying.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in Royal Sports, you want to talk Final Four, you want to talk NBA, you want to talk anything in Royal Sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Let's break down the first national semifinal game. Hopefully in about 10 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment week, chatting with Greg. But like I said, if not, we will continue to talk sports with you. He is headed to the Thunder Spurs game tonight, so I'm not sure if he's going to be able to join us, but we shall wait and see. But let's talk some college basketball, and let's talk about the Final Four. The first national semifinal game between South Carolina and Gonzaga. 5:09 Central Time is the tip-off on CBS. Obviously, neither team I had in the Final Four. I thought Arizona would beat Gonzaga for sure, and South Carolina, that's just crazy. I mean, when we look at South Carolina, you have to talk about Darius Thornwell. He's a star. He can score on the outside. He can score on the inside. He can drive. He can shoot the J. He has pull-up game. He's also a great defensive player as well. Darius Thornwell is a really good player. He's been great this tournament run for South Carolina. Also, when you talk about South Carolina, you have to talk about their defense, especially their aggressive man-to-man defense. They're physical. They force turnovers. They get into passing lanes. They are a really good defensive team. Now, their 2-3 zone is good, but you can get some open looks from threes against their 2-3 zone. Florida showed that in the first half, but they have big guards, and that also helps their defense. The South Carolina offense, their offensive efficiency has gotten better in the tournament, but it's still an issue. That is still an issue. Will they score enough to beat Gonzaga? That could be an issue for South Carolina, because at times they can go through long scoring droughts. But you see in the second half, they've been down, three out of four games in the tournament so far at halftime, and their defense has just been great in the second half, and their offense has caught up to their defense. They're definitely better offensively than they were at the start of the season, the regular season. They've definitely been better in the tournament. When we look at Gonzaga, balance. That's when you think Gonzaga, you'd think balance. They're in the top 20 in offense and defensive efficiency. They're a really good defensive team. People don't talk about their defensive efforts. They only give up 65 points per game. That's what they did in the regular season. So they're a really good defensive team as well. Also, the interior strength from Gonzaga. You talk about Kornowski. Also, Zach Collins, who could be a first-round draft pick. And also Kevin Tilley. They have a lot of interior strength as well. And they have multiple weapons on the perimeter. You talk about Jordan Matthews, Nigel Williams-Gause, Jonathan Williams, who I think is going to be the X factor in this game for Gonzaga. He's a guy who can shoot the three. He can drive. Silas Nelson, and also Josh Perkins as well. So they have a lot of weapons on the perimeter. And they're all solid ball handlers. You have to be solid ball handlers when you go against South Carolina, because if you don't take care of the basketball and you turn the ball over, South Carolina will make you pay on the other end of the court when they can get in transition. That definitely helps South Carolina's offense out, because they struggle in the half-court game. So if they can force turnovers, watch out. And that's going to be a key for South Carolina. Can they force turnovers in this basketball game? My final prediction on this game is I've been wrong about South Carolina until last game. And like I said, I copied some other people's picks when I picked South Carolina to beat Florida. I wasn't 100% sold on South Carolina, but their defense is really, really good, and their offense is getting better. But I think their great run ends on Saturday. I like Gonzaga to win. I think the balance will be too much. I think their interior strength will be too much. I like Gonzaga to win and to cover the 6.5-point spread. That spread might be up to 7 now, but whatever the spread is, 6.5, 7, whatever, I'll take Gonzaga to cover that spread. I just think Gonzaga's balance, and they're a really good defensive team as well. I think South Carolina is going to struggle to score against Gonzaga, especially the length of Gonzaga. They have a lot of length, and they can knock down that three-point shot. You saw that against Xavier. I think if South Carolina gets in some early foul trouble, I think they'll have to go zone, and I think Gonzaga could pick apart their zone. So I'm going to go with Gonzaga to beat South Carolina in advance to the national championship game. Let's talk about the other national semifinal. Don't forget, if you want to talk Final Four, you want to talk NBA, you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. But let's talk about the other national semifinal game. Oregon taking on North Carolina. 7:49 tip-off time on CBS tomorrow. Look at Oregon. You have to talk about their great guard play, led by what I like to call the D&D boys, Dylan Brooks and Tyler Dorsey. They've been great for Oregon during the tournament run. They've been great all season long, making big shots, making big plays for Oregon, but they've been extra special in the NCAA tournament, especially against Kansas. They make and take big shots. That's what Tyler Dorsey and Dylan Brooks do. Also, the zone defense that Oregon runs, that 1-3-1 zone, it causes opponents issues. Like I said, especially that 1-3-1 zone, it slows you down. They can turn you over. They have big guards, so they can test shots. Now, the weakness for Oregon is they do have some interior issues, especially without Chris Boucher, a.k.a. Swatter Boy. They definitely are going to miss him in this game because North Carolina has a lot of interior strength. They can score. They love to score in the paint. So that's going to be key. Can Oregon keep North Carolina out of the paint and off the offensive glass? And also Jordan Bell. He has to stay out of foul trouble. That's going to be the number one key for Oregon. If he gets into foul trouble, watch out, because it could get real ugly real fast for Oregon. He has to stay out of foul trouble. He did everything against Kansas, rebounding, getting offensive rebounds, blocking shots, scoring. I mean, my goodness, how good has he been? I mean, he's been just a big time. I didn't know he was that good. He's been really, really impressive. He's really stepped his game up. With some next man up, he's definitely stepped up since Chris Boucher got hurt. That was just an impressive effort there by Jordan Bell against Kansas. My goodness, the block shot. He just dominated in the paint. Can he do that again against North Carolina? Can he have that same effect like he had against Kansas? Can he do that same thing against North Carolina? We shall wait and see. And when we look at North Carolina, Joel Berry, his health, he's the head of the North Carolina Snake. He really gets their offense going. He has to be healthy, I think, for North Carolina if they're going to beat Oregon. He doesn't have to be 100% healthy, but he has to be in the neighborhood of 85 to 90% healthy because, like I said, he's definitely makes that North Carolina offense go. And also Justin Jackson and Theo Pinson have to be solid on both ends of the court. I thought Kansas really struggled because their guards are shorter, and they struggled against Dylan Brooks and Tyler Dorsey. But Justin Jackson and Theo Pinson, they're more guard-forward types. I think they can be difference makers in that basketball game for North Carolina. And also Luke May, obviously he's the X factor. What a big-time shot against Kentucky. He's been just outstanding. He was outstanding last week in the regional semifinals and the regional final against Kentucky, obviously hitting that big shot, the game-winning shot that sent North Carolina to the Final Four. He can shoot. He can pass. He brings great energy on the post, so he's definitely the X factor for North Carolina. Also, another key for North Carolina is their perimeter defense. That's going to be a big key. If it's close, the D&D boys will make big shots, and Oregon will win. I think that's a big key for North Carolina. They have to contest threes, and also they have to keep Oregon out of the lane. I think that's going to be a big key. And also, North Carolina, they have to get the game at their pace. They have to get that up-tempo transition game going. I think that's going to be a big key for North Carolina. Can they get the game at their pace? Because Oregon's going to they're going to want to slow the game down. They want to, they're going to make it a half court, a little slugfest. They'll run at times, but they don't want to get into a track meet with North Carolina. North Carolina is going to want to get this game up and down. They want to get it at a high pace. So we shall wait and see. My final prediction on this game is Oregon's lack of front court depth gets them in the end. I think North Carolina wins and covers, I believe, the five-point spread. I like North Carolina to win and cover that five-point spread. Again, I just think Oregon's going to have a terrible time of keeping North Carolina off the offensive glass. I think it'll be just too much for them. I just don't see them keeping North Carolina off the offensive glass and out of the paint. I think Jordan Bell could get into some foul trouble early in this game. I think that'll be the difference. So I like North Carolina to move on and play Gonzaga on Monday night. So we shall wait and see what happens there. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from Ariana Grande. When we come back, we do have a special guest. Dick Vitale is going to stop by yet again. He wants to give us his thoughts on the Final Four. And then we'll talk NBA. Hopefully we'll have our favorite segment, Lee Chatham of Gray, but it looks like we're not going to have our favorite segment, Lee Chatham of Gray, so we'll talk some NBA. We'll do all that next on Moves.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Who needs genies in a bottle, girl? If they already got you.
Oh, you made me feel so lucky. Finally, the stars are.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, it's me, baby. It's Tiki V. Oh, I'm ready. Oh, it's the Final Four, baby. There's only four teams left, baby. We started at 68. We're down to four, baby. Oh, I told you at the beginning of the tournament, I'm going to pick North Carolina. I told you at the end of the day, it's going to be the North Carolina Tar Heels winning it all, baby. They're the best team in the country. I know South Carolina, they've been great. Frank Martin, you got some guys playing some mean defense, but they're going against Gonzaga, baby. And I agree with Mo. The balance of Gonzaga will have them marching on, and then Oregon taking on North Carolina. Oh, Oregon's going to slow them down, baby. They're going to slow them down, but not enough. Too much interior strength, baby, for the Tar Heels. I'm going to move North Carolina to the championship game, and then at the end of the day, it's going to be North Carolina cutting down the nets on Monday night, baby. Oh, they're going to be dancing around. Now, Mo's not going to be happy. He's a dookie, baby. He's not going to be happy. Oh, but North Carolina has too much talent, too much size, too much athleticism, baby. But let me give it back to Mo. He's a Triple M man. He's marvelous. He's magnificent. He's magical. Oh, he's awesome, baby, with a capital A.
Well, thank you, Dick Vitale, stopping by, giving us his thoughts on the Final Four. Yes, he picked North Carolina before the tournament started. I had North Carolina going to the championship game and losing to Duke, but, of course, that was incorrect. We do not have our favorite segment, Lee Chatham of Greg, so we'll look at the week that was in the NBA. Hopefully we'll have Greg on next week. But let's talk about the week that was in the NBA. Oh, wait a minute. We do have Greg on the line. Well, you know what? Well, let's talk about one of the games, and then we'll get Greg on the line. The Spurs, they did dominate the Cavs on Monday night, 103-74. Kawhi Leonard, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. LaMarcus Aldridge had 14 points and 7 rebounds. Pau Gasol, he had a 14. Great defense by the Spurs. They were active. They were engaged defensively. And also the bench, they outscored the Cavs 49-24. LeBron James has 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. But Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving only combined for 8 of 25, shooting 35%. They were 4 of 26 from threes. Also, the Cavs, poor ball movement, only 20 assists. Give it up to the Spurs. Great defensive effort there. But in the Cavs, their defense was awful, especially in the first half. I mean, just awful on Monday night. Let's talk about one more game before we get Greg on the line. Also, the Warriors, they came back from 23-3 down on Wednesday night to beat the Spurs 110-98. Steph Curry, he had 29 points and 11 assists. He got way too many open looks. Klay Thompson added 23. Andre Iguodala, he had 16 points and a rebound. Also, and he had 16 points and 6 rebounds, excuse me. David West had 15 points and 5 assists. They shot 51% from the field, and they hit 13 threes. The Warriors' defense after the first quarter was just amazing, and also they had great ball movement. They had 31 assists as a team. For the Spurs, Kawhi Leonard, he had 19 points and 7 rebounds and 5 assists. LaMarcus Aldridge had 17 points and 6 rebounds, but they shot just 41% from the field. They were 9-24 from threes. Also, they only had 20 assists. Did the Spurs, no ball movement, no player movement. Give credit to the Warriors. I mean, they were down 23-3. I thought the game was over. I said, oh, this one's ugly. This is over. And the Warriors were just too much. I mean, my goodness, they went on. They got the ball movement going offensively, and the defense has been really, really good for our Golden State as of late. It's just hard to get an easy basket against the Warriors. They're just playing some really excellent defense. So the Warriors are starting to peak at the right time, and that's without Kevin Durant. I mean, that's a bad loss for the Spurs. You can't beat the Warriors at home without Kevin Durant. That is not good. But let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty well, man. I'm just right here close by the Chesapeake Arena getting ready for the Thunder game. And I just heard your announcements on the Thunder, on the Spurs, rather. I think they could be in a struggle tonight, too. I mean, there's a glaring alarm, and that concerned me for the Spurs. How many turnovers did the Spurs commit in the game against Golden State?
I think it was 15.
I think it was 15.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a repeat of Thursday night tonight, I think the Thunder could win almost pretty good in this one.
Right. We'll have to wait and see on that. That'll be interesting. That'll be key, not limiting turnovers as well. But before we talk about that, Greg, we're going to talk about the Final Four in a minute. We do have a caller on the line, so let's get the caller in. You're on Moe's Sports Talk with Greg and Mo. Go ahead, please.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to go, if you were watching the NCAA shit.
Yeah, I've been watching the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My brother actually has North Carolina. He had Florida winning. Is there a chance where, like, Oregon or South Carolina wins this whole thing?
Yeah, there's definitely a chance. South Carolina's playing some great defense. I think it's a better chance of Oregon winning because of Dylan Brooks and Tyler Forsey. Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking the same thing, too.
Yeah, I think Oregon has
it, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the 1-3-1 zone gives teams trouble. But I think North Carolina is going to win in the end. And we're going to talk about the Final Four in a minute. But I just think their size, their length, their athleticism will be the difference.
Now here's where the brackets come into play, because there's somebody that has Gonzaga winning it. Does Gonzaga have a chance?
Oh, I think Gonzaga, they have a chance. Yeah, I think they have I say North Carolina has the best chance. I would say Gonzaga has the second best chance because they're so balanced. They're in the top 20 in offense and defense efficiency. So I would say Gonzaga has the second best chance. But I like North Carolina. Greg, what do you think on that?
Well, interesting enough, because I think I was listening to Boomer Esiason, and he's actually going with South Carolina to beat Gonzaga. So you're going to have something that's going to go with the underdog in tonight's game. I'd like North Carolina tonight. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I would agree with you on that. I like North Carolina, but Gonzaga has a chance. There's no doubt about that. Anything else, caller?
That was it, man. Last thing, though. Do you really think that Golden State Warriors are going to win this year?
I know Greg has some thoughts on that. If Kevin Durant is healthy, I'm going to pick the Warriors. That's a big F, so we have to wait and see when he comes back. But if he comes back healthy, I think the Warriors win. How about you, Greg? Do you think you think the Spurs have a chance to win? I mean, they have a chance, but would you pick the Spurs or would you go Warriors?
Not with those turnovers, man.
And the Cavs are playing horrible basketball right now. I think they'll turn it around, but I just think the Warriors will be too much for anybody after Durant's healthy. The way they're playing, look at what they're doing now. They won 8 games in a row without Durant. They're playing excellent defense. The Splash Brothers
funny
are playing really well.
Hey, funny you should mention that. The interesting stat I heard, I think they haven't lost a game since resting those players in that Spurs game.
But that's exactly right. Yeah, it looks like Steve Kerr made the right decision on that on March 11th, the rest of them against the Spurs. Yeah, he took a lot of flack for that, but it's worked out well for the Warriors, and no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, caller, thanks for the call.
All right, thanks, man.
Take care.
Have a good one. All right. Yeah, it's that easy. Just call us up, 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Well, Gray, let's talk about before we talk NBA, let's talk more about the Final Four. Let's talk about the first matchup, South Carolina versus Gonzaga. First of all, Gray, we haven't heard from you all tournament long. Well, what are your thoughts, your overall thoughts on the tournament so far? Lots of upsets. What are your thoughts?
My bracket was done. I went with Arizona in my original one, so
It was a rough bracket. Yeah, I only got North Carolina was my only team right in the Final Four, so it was rough.
That's
There's no doubt about that. Guys are better than that. But Greg, a lot of upsets. South Carolina, they've been probably one of the biggest stories of the tournament. The 7th seed advancing to the Final Four, taking out my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils, playing excellent defense against Gonzaga, though. Gonzaga plays really good defense, and also Gonzaga can score. They have a lot of balance in their offense. I like Gonzaga here. What do you think on that, on the first matchup?
I probably will go with Gonzaga as well because I just don't know. I'm indifferent either way. I go with Gonzaga.
And I got to give a shout-out to Natasha. She told me today that Gonzaga, she works for the Miami Heat. She told me that the Gonzaga will win by 20, so I'll give you a shout-out.
There you
go. Right on Monday.
Listen to Greg and Maurice's homegirls. There you go. They'll feel like it is.
the
homegirls. That's what I'm talking about.
let's talk about the second game.
That's what I'm saying.
Final game between Oregon and North Carolina. We talked about with the caller. I just think North Carolina's size, their athleticism will be too much. I think they'll have too much. I think they'll be too much on the offensive glass. I think they'll dominate points in the paint. I think that'll be the difference. I like North Carolina to beat Oregon. What are your thoughts on the second matchup on Saturday in the Final Four?
I like North Carolina as well, too. So
we both have Gonzaga and North Carolina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, who do you think wins it? You think North Carolina wins it like I do on Monday night?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, I've undersold Gonzaga all season long. I didn't think they would make the Final Four. I had them losing the Elite Eight to Arizona, for, I guess like you did, more than likely. But I just think North Carolina is just a little too much for Gonzaga. I think their big guys are just Kennedy Meeks, Isaiah Hicks. They're a little more athletic. I think they'll get Gonzaga big guys into foul trouble. I think Gonzaga does have they're better on the perimeter, but I like North Carolina to move on, so we shall wait and see. I know you have some thoughts on – let's shift gears and talk NBA because we only have about a minute left here. You're at the Thunder-Spurs game tonight. Give us some more thoughts on the game tonight between the Spurs and the Thunder.
Yeah, I just don't know how the Spurs will be. The thing that concerns me for them is turnovers. Turnovers has been a real, real, real big problem for them. It just has been. And some of the players are not themselves. Tony Parker's not himself like he was. Manu Ginobili, I just don't know. I mean, would it surprise the Spurs win? Oh, no. But I like the Thunder tonight because of the turnovers. And if you turn the ball over like that against Golden State here in this atmosphere and this game, and I mean, it's come on.
I'd agree with that. But for the Thunder perspective, I think it's going to be key for someone else on the perimeter to step up because
Right. Right.
So someone Victor Oladipo.
Right.
Somebody else is going to have to step up and make Alex Abrinas. Someone's going to have to make some shots on the outside. He's going to need some help tonight. And also, the Thunder are going to have to dominate on the glass. Taj Gibson, I guess he's not going to play, from what I'm hearing. So that's going to hurt
the
city.
Yeah.
So they need Cantor and Steven Adams to really dominate in the post. If they can do that, I think Oklahoma City has a chance. But, man, I kind of lean towards the Spurs tonight. I could be wrong. I know it's been a tough week kind of for the Spurs. I mean, losing the Warriors after that big win over the Cavs. Who would you pick tonight? If you had to pick, who would you pick tonight?
That turnovers margin there scares me. Thunder.
Okay. We shall wait and see. Well, Greg, we're out of time. Mm-hmm. Thanks for a great segment and enjoy the game tonight. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, and one quick thing. If you're some dude, I won't say his name, this Nashville guy, complain on the radio, you know, about this talk about how fans want to, you know, how they're not getting their fair share. This dude talked about, I paid $500 to see an NBA game. Okay, dude, I'm turning the radio off and going to bed.
Oh,
yeah, that might be $540 because of the parking ticket, too. Okay.
Right.
On that note, let that sink in, folks. Just enjoy the game and don't listen to Yardbirds like this, dude.
I agree with that. Well, Greg,
$500 for us all.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the game. Okay, folks, that was our favorite segment. We chatted with Greg. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk about the Final Four. We'll get you ready for the National Championship on Monday night. So have a blessed rest of your weekend. Enjoy the Final Four. God is good. Trust in Him. And we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.